Welcome! Today we're traveling to Vis Island, Croatia, and to its two distinct coastal towns, Vis Town and Komiša. This is not an island for racing between highlights. It is a place to notice harbors, stone lanes, fishing boats, and the changing color of the Adriatic. We'll follow a slow row through hidden bays, practical island logistics, local food, and the small choices that make a visit feel more thoughtful. Leave some room in your plans, because Vis rewards curiosity more than a tightly packed checklist. The approach matters here. Most visitors arrive across the water from the mainland, usually from Split, and that crossing creates a useful break from the faster rhythm of the coast. By the time the island comes into view, the trip already feels like a change of pace. Vis Town is the usual first impression. A long waterfront, pale stone buildings, boats at their moorings, and cafes facing the harbor. It has an easygoing grandeur, shaped by centuries of maritime life rather than by a single dramatic landmark. My first practical rule is simple. Treat sea transport as part of the journey, not a fixed background detail. Ferry and catamaran connections can vary by season and conditions, so check close to departure and avoid building an itinerary that collapses if one connection shifts. If you bring a vehicle, remember that island roads are narrower and slower than mainland highways. If you arrive on foot, you still have options, but local buses, bicycles, scooters, taxis, and boat outings may suit different days rather than one universal plan. That flexibility is not a compromise. A windy day can be ideal for lingering in Vis Town, walking the waterfront, having a long lunch, or visiting an inland village instead of insisting on a boat trip that no longer makes sense. Vis Town is spread around two bays, Kara and Luka, and its pleasure is often in wandering between them. Look for shuttered houses, small quays, church towers, and tables set just back from the water. The scene feels lived in, particularly once day visitors have gone. Komiša, on the island's western side, has a different character. It is more closely identified with fishing, its harbor framed by old stone houses and the slopes of Mount Hum behind it. The town feels compact, salty, and especially beautiful in the softer light of evening. The connection between these towns is part of the experience. Travel across the island rather than choosing only one base if time allows. The road reveals dry stone walls, vineyards, low scrub, and a landscape that can look almost austere until the sea opens up below. Stinova Cove is the name many travelers know, and for good reason. Steep cliffs narrow toward a small beach and a startling pocket of water, but it is not a stage set. Access on foot can be demanding and boat approaches depend on sea conditions and local guidance. That makes Stinova better approached with patience than entitlement. Wear suitable shoes if walking, carry water, and do not assume every route or landing will be appropriate on the day. A view from the surrounding coast can be satisfying when the cove itself is busy or inaccessible. Nearby Bajšivo is another tempting detour, particularly because of the Blue Cave. It is worth understanding that visits are condition-dependent. Wind, swell, safety rules, and operational decisions can all shape access. A cancelled outing is not a failure. The open sea has the final say. There are quieter coves around Vis as well, and they often become the more lasting memory. Choose one without trying to name it in advance, bring what you need, and give yourself enough time to swim, read, or simply watch boats pass beyond the headland. The island's former military role also explains some of its sense of separateness. You may encounter traces of that history, but signed restrictions are there for a reason. Appreciate the landscape from permitted areas and do not enter tunnels, compounds, or coastlines marked as closed. For a short first visit, I would plan 3 days and resist the urge to turn them into a competition. Day one belongs to arrival. Settle in around Vis Town, walk Kut and Luka, swim if the timing works, and let the harbor set your internal clock. On day two, make Komiša the focus. Go by local bus, scooter, bicycle if you are comfortable with the terrain or another suitable local option. Walk the harbor, pause for lunch, and spend the afternoon on a nearby beach or exploring the western coast at an unhurried pace. Day three should stay deliberately open. If the sea is calm and an organized boat trip is running, this can be the moment for Bajšivo or a coastal excursion. If not, choose a bay, a vineyard area, or an inland road and make the alternative the day's main event. Scooters and bicycles offer freedom, but only if they match your experience and the weather. Roads can be winding, exposed, and shared with local traffic. A local bus removes the driving pressure, while a taxi can make sense for a specific evening or a trailhead. Book the essentials you truly need, especially accommodation and major crossings, then leave the rest breathable. Ask locally about swimming conditions, boat plans, and route suitability. On a small island, current local knowledge is usually more valuable than an ambitious map saved weeks earlier. Food on Vis carries the island's history in a very direct way. Komishka pagacha and Vishka pagacha are savory baked specialties associated with local ingredients such as dough, tomatoes, onions, and salted fish, with variations that reflect place and household rather than a single rigid formula. Seafood is naturally central, but the best approach is modest. Ask what is available and seasonal, and let the kitchen guide you. Pair it with local island wine if that appeals, and enjoy it as part of a meal, not as a trophy list of dishes. For many independent travelers, late spring or early autumn is the sweet spot. Generally milder conditions and a less crowded feel than the height of summer. Still, the sea and weather set their own terms, so bring layers and keep your expectations flexible. Travel well by taking rubbish with you, using water carefully, giving working boats and fishers space, and keeping beaches quieter than you found them. Respect residents' homes, private land, and every signed access rule. The island's calm is not scenery alone. It is part of local daily life. The useful takeaway is this. Vis and Komishka become richer when you plan a few anchors, then leave space between them. A harbor walk, a pagacha lunch, and one calm swim can tell you more than a frantic circuit of every famous cove. Thanks for listening. Travel lightly, check the conditions, and let the island's seabound rhythm shape the day. Until next time, goodbye.